We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We've been discussing Kiddush. In the event that a person doesn't have wine, or perhaps even if they do have wine, at least when it comes to the day, there's a concept of Chamar Medina. We've been discussing exactly what beverages are acceptable to make Kiddush on during the day. And the Mechaber told us, Baboker Yoser Tov Kaddish Al HaShechar. He says that a person during the day could make Kiddush on beer. Shivar Chalav Shakol. Of course, the bracha would change to a Shakol. Kodem Bir Chasamotzi. You would say this bracha before we wash and make the Hamotzi on the bread. Shimi Yavar Chal HaPas Tachila In Kan Shum Shinoi. Medivri Tam Haim. He says that when it comes to making Kiddush on bread, that's something in which perhaps can be done on Friday night, but on Shabbos day, because the whole nusach of the Kiddush, because it's so short, Kiddush Rabbah as a Lashon Saginar, as a euphemism, it's really only a bracha, a brer pir gafen. So to say Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, you're really not showing any hecker, you're not really acknowledging the Kiddush whatsoever. And therefore, one should not on Shabbos day make Kiddush on bread, but one could make Kiddush on a Chamar Medina. And the example that the Mechaber gives us is Shechar's beer. Now the Mishnah Brura tells us another Chamar Medina in which apparently something which is accepted, even though we did mention other drinks which are questionable, and that is Yayin Saruf. The Mishnah Brura says, V'im Chaviv Lo Yayin Saruf. How do you translate Yayin Saruf?
Schnapps, scotch,
whiskey. For some reason, people know the translation of that. So, when it comes to making Kiddush, are we allowed to make Kiddush on such a beverage? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Yochel Kaddish Alav B'Yom L'Chadchila B'Medim Nasenu Shehu Chamar Medina. If it's considered to be a Chamar Medina within your country, it's something which is a chashuv drink, then that's something which a person is allowed to make Kiddush, not b'di'evet, it's l'chadchil, a person could do so, and it's not an issue whatsoever. And then the Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss the issue of how much does one have to drink. Very interesting that the Be'er Heitev says, quotes the words of the Magen Avraham. Very interesting language over here, which I really enjoy. He says, De'ein mekadshin al yayin sorof. The only time a person can make Kiddush during the day on such a beverage, on schnapps or whiskey or whatnot, is Elim Kane only, the Medinos, only in those places, Shirov Shtias Hamon, that the majority of the people in that area, who Yain Sarf B'chol Yom, that they have this drink, apparently more than just once in a while. And therefore, I guess depending on the community, that's certainly considered to be a Chamar Medina. Well, all joking aside. Then the Mishnah Berurah discusses that which we do paskin, that one could make Kiddush on such a drink. How much is necessary? Because as we've been learning, when it comes to wine, there is a minimal requirement. When it comes to the actual cup, it must contain a revius. And we distinguished when it came to Friday night, we're much more strict. According to the opinion of Ramosha, he says it must be 4.42 ounces. And one has to drink Moli Lugmov, which means a cheekful, one cheek, which is considered to be the majority thereof, the majority of a revius, in which would therefore be the majority of 4.42, or a little more than 2.21 ounces. So the question is that necessary when it comes to drinking whiskey? So some people may hope the answer is yes, but let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says as follows. He says, Ach, she is zahir likach kos. When it comes to drinking the Yayin Saruf for Kiddush, you should be careful. You should take a cup that maksik revius, that really is this large. Again, during the day, we do paskin that it's not necessary to have such a large amount. The shiur, the measurement of a revius is less, 3.3 ounces according to Rav Moshe, but still a significant amount of alcohol. V'lishtos mimenu moli lugmav shehu rov revius. You would have to drink the majority of that revius. This is what, again, the Mishnah Berurah says is necessary, which is the same thing. He's not making any distinction between when a person would drink schnapps or when it would come to drinking wine, the same measurements for Kiddush apply. V'di'evet. However, shas adchak, she'en yochel ishtos k'mal yilugmav, let's say you're not such an expert in this field that you can't drink so much. Ve'en lo yayin u'shar mashkin. There's nothing else for you to drink. This is all you're stuck with. Afilu shtias kol ha'musum mistarfin l'moy lugmo. We mentioned before that even though this is certainly b'di'eved, that if other people are drinking together, you made kiddush and other people drank, so even if you didn't drink a moly lukmuf of this alcohol, nonetheless, since everyone else combined did, then you would actually fulfill the obligation of kiddush. So clearly, according to the opinion of the Mishnah Brura, he does not make any distinction between yain sarf, this schnapps or scotch, if you will, and that of wine. Now, is that in fact, what we paskin like? So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that not everyone agrees to this opinion. He quotes the name in the words of the Marsham, the Kosav, he writes, to be yain sarof shaderech lishtos miminu rak ma'at b'nei charifaso, because it's something which is very sharp, it's not like a person can just drink so much of it in one time. Therefore, since it's typical, normal, whenever a person would drink it other than on Kiddush, not to drink such a significant amount at one time, mutula kaddish lov af bikos katan, you're allowed to even use a small cup, which is also known nowadays as a shot glass, shein maksik revius, even though that little cup does not hold a revius, nonetheless, it's permissible, according to this opinion, that one is allowed to make kiddush on a small amount, which obviously means also you don't need to drink a moly lugma of this measurement as in the case of wine. The question is, why not? So, in the Sefer, the Radiance of Shabbos, on the bottom, he brings down this dispute and he explains it. He says, according to the words of the Taz, he says, the yain saruf should be in the senu, enu b'chlal hashir revius. Even though we typically have this minimal requirement when it comes to making kiddush, they have to at least drink a revius, that does not apply when it comes to yain saruf. After all, he says, "V'inam b'shar mashkos l'inyan bracha achrona mishum dibepruta misyaisva daitein." This is actually what the Mishnah Berurah discusses: the reason why, what's so special about a moly lugma when it comes to wine? Because when it comes to this minimal amount for drinking wine, it's as the language of the Mishnah Berurah and others, the misyaisva daitein, that once you drink this amount, it gives you some sort of maybe satisfaction or a good feeling. Okay, so therefore, in order to get this good feeling or satisfaction, it's necessary for you to at least drink this minimal amount of wine. And therefore, the Taz says, based on that same logic, when it comes to yain saruf, in order to get that good feeling, it's not necessary for you to have to drink a moly lugmav, which is the majority thereof. However, according to the opinion of the Magen Avraham, he says the lo cholku chachamim b'shiurin, that when it comes to measurements, when it comes to when the chachamim tell us a certain amount that we must drink or not drink, they do not make any distinction, and therefore, according to their opinion, it is necessary that one would have to make. He says to kishimikadish al yain sarf sarf lishtos moly lugmav, that you would in fact have to drink this much. But certainly, even though he says that lachatchil, if this is what a person could do, if you want to be a machmir when it comes to this, then you certainly could drink a moly lugmav. But there are certainly shitas that say it's not required.